ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on February 3, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapode?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tickton?
Here.
Mr. Cromwell?
Here.
Mayor Allenbach?
Here. We have a special meeting tonight. There are two resolutions. We cannot, by law, discuss anything other than these two resolutions. Can I ask somebody to move Resolution 17-34?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion at the table on Resolution 17-34? For purposes of the audience, 1734 is a resolution authorizing and setting a date for the special election for a referendum on Ordinance Number 16-022. 16-022 is the water sewer bond resolution, bond ordinance.
Mayor, I would like to say that I stand opposed to having a special election. The law allows for a ballot question, a referendum for a bond, to be placed on the ballot in the general election at no cost to taxpayers. Although I was one of the petitioners to circulate the petition to allow our voters and our taxpayers to vote on how their money is spent, I find it incredibly expensive to put it on the agenda for a special meeting, and I don't see any reason with this particular bond ordinance to move it really quickly. It took us 75 years of benign neglect with our utility systems, and often we couldn't afford to do everything in a short period of time for the system to fall into the state of disrepair that it is in today. And I don't see any rush to spend a lot of money, a lot of public money, and I think it's been estimated $10,000 to $20,000 and probably more when you look at attorney's fees and all the other costs involved, just to hold a special election. So I stand not in favor of having a special election.
I would just make two comments. The issue is not having the voters vote on whether or not we spend the money. We spend the money. The only issue is whether we have the potential to be reimbursed pursuant to a loan or a grant. Those funds will be spent regardless. They've already been earned. The reason for the having a special election is you are absolutely correct. We could wait until next November. Mm-hmm. That means that no studies would be done. We currently treat our sewage solely with chemicals. Our system is malfunctioning. We don't have it's basically falling apart, and we need to know what to do. And in order to need to know what to do, we need to complete the study that's going to tell us what our options are. So I understand that it costs more to have a special election. But I think that's putting everything off until November becomes a real engineering problem. Anyway, are there other comments on the table? Mr. Trammell?
May I? I brought this up at the December 27th council meeting, that there is, along with the R3M bill, on the second page of the bill, dated October 4th, 2016, to Jeff and Jill, we project engineering costs plus flow metering rentals to be approximately $130,000 through the end of the year. This is based on our projected schedule and plans to develop multiple phases as modified during the NJEIT pre-application meeting on September 21st, 2016. So this bond is to cover this $130,000 or a portion of it?
Let's be clear. The bond has already been approved and passed.
Understood.
We are limited to discussing two issues, these two resolutions, setting the election and setting the language. That's it. That's all we can discuss. We can't go back and renegotiate a bond that we talked about 2 months ago, that we passed 2 months ago. We're just not allowed to do that.
So this work that has been done will be paid for through this bond?
I'm sorry, I can't answer the question. I can't have the discussion.
Well, you answered it for me on December 27th.
Yeah, that was not a special meeting. We're covered by certain laws that talk about what we can vote at and what or discuss at a special meeting.
Okay. I agree with Michael that there's no need to spend this kind of money to have a special election before November, and also that you state in the language here that you're going to spend the money anyway, that the the last line in the interpretive statement says that a vote no will decline financing the studies over time. A vote for no will not necessitate preventing the borough or borough water sewer utility from paying the engineering service from current funds. So in other words, it'll get paid whether or not we have this bond.
Yes.
And why bother having a special meeting?
Because if we have a bond, if we paid out of current funds, then everybody's water sewer bill will go up between, I think it's $30 and $50 a month. I'm sorry, $30 or $50 a pay period, effective immediately. If we have a bond, that bond can be rolled in with our other EIT financing and is eligible for EIT financing and may also be eligible for grants from EIT. So the only difference are the funds that we are expending going to be financeable, and will they be subject to grants?
They would be financeable anyway if you decided post to do this?
No. They absolutely will not be financeable unless they're done during the bond.
But eligible doesn't necessarily mean that we would be given the money. It just means we could apply.
Right.
So it's possible that we would be denied anyway.
It is possible that we would be denied grants. It is highly unlikely that we would be denied inclusion in long-term funding. If we do not pass the bond, then it's not even a question. We simply can't apply. We are not eligible for long-term financing or for the related benefits, grants.
Can I see that in writing? You have something to back that up?
Jill, would you please explain your latest meeting with EIT?
Sure.
I did not attend either of them.
I had gone to a meeting at NJEIT. I believe I told everyone when the meeting was, and there was at least some interest in people also attending one of these workshops. It is on the financing for this next year. The NJEIT explained their policies, and one of their policies is that they are looking for long-term strategies for towns for how they're going to deal with their infrastructure problems caused mainly by neglect and over many years. We're not the only town that has this problem. They have a new program where they are willing to finance smaller pieces of a larger project, in other words, a phased project. Short-term financing is available. They put out their intentions in something called a use plan, which is available in the New Jersey Register. It's also available on the DEP website. You can comment on it. And you know, they have various programs, some of which are eligible for what they call principal forgiveness loans, which is a grant-like thing, but they can't call it a grant. Some of which is just eligible for very low interest loans. We will not know what we're eligible for until we apply. We can't apply until we have a bond. I thought I heard that maybe they could finance without a bonding, without doing a bond. But when I went back and talked to their attorney, Frank Scangarella, you can write down his name if you'd like to make a call yourself. He said that the bonding is absolutely necessary because that's the way that they can guarantee that the loan from EIT will be paid back. So this is it. This is our only option if we're going to move forward with what is required to not put raw sewage into the Assunpink.
Let me, there seems to be a little bit of confusion here. We passed a bond ordinance. Okay, that bond ordinance is done, passed, approved. We then received a petition. By law, since we received that petition, we must have an election. This isn't a have an election, not have an election. Once we got the petition, we were required by law to have the election. The petition cannot be recalled. The petition is not like, say, a recall petition, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with. A recall petition requires that you have a recall committee of, I believe it's five people. Four of those people can vote to change their minds, to say, okay, we're pulling the petition. In a bond petition, there is no committee, so there is no way to undo this petition.
I believe the law states that it should be held at the next available election.
No, it says
the first part of it says
it can. Yes, you know, there's this habit of reading half of an ordinance.
The first part says that it should be held at the next election. The second part of it says that there could be, if
unless,
provided by council,
unless
a special election
determines otherwise, right?
So right. That's the way it's stated.
Yes,
well,
that's exactly the way it's stated.
May
the problem
I, may
is
I read
we
the
still
actual
have
ordinance into the public record just to avoid.
No,
it.
The ordinance is the ordinance. It's actually not an ordinance. It's a statute.
May I read the statute into the public record so that we
if
all
you
understand
must,
what
please,
it says?
Go ahead.
What's wrong with citing
it's a
the
statute.
Law? Well, you were talking about it, so I thought it would be a good idea to read it into the record so that everybody
read
knows.
It into the record, Michael.
Any proposition submitted to the voters of any municipality under the provisions of Section 40:49-9 or Section 40:49-27 of this title shall be voted upon at the next general election held in the municipality at least 30 days after the filing of the protest or protests herein provided for, unless the governing body thereof shall call a special election therefore. Such special election shall be conducted and canvassed by the same officers and in the same manner as nearly as may be as prescribed by the laws regulating general elections. The proposition to be voted upon shall be stated on the ballots in substantially the following form. Quote, to vote upon the public question printed below, if in favor thereof, mark an X or a plus in the square at the left of the word yes. And if opposed thereto, mark a cross or plus in the square at the left of the word no. So the form is, shall an ordinance of the name of the governing body of the blank of blank, which is the name of the town, entitled the name of the ordinance, title of ordinance and date of passage be ratified, end of quote, no or yes. So in this situation, the language should read, shall an ordinance of the Council of the Borough of Roosevelt entitled Ordinance Number 16-022 providing for various water sewer improvements.
I'm sorry, are we still talking about 17-34?
Yeah, we are. Passed on December 27, 2016 be ratified, no or yes. That's what NJSA 40:49 49-10, time of election, special election ballot, says. So it does say that it shall be voted upon at the next general election unless the council decides that it wants to have a special election, which, of course, costs money.
Okay. I don't think there's any agreement as to what – there was no agreement as to what the statute said. Hmm. So if we wait till November, a number of things happen. First, interest rates go up. Anybody here think interest rates are going to go down? They're about zero right now. They're not going down. So over the long term, it's going to cost us more. Second, no studies will be done on our sewer plant or on our infrastructure. As you have pointed out, and as various people have pointed out again and again, our sewer system is in really, pardon the expression, crappy shape.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I do.
Okay. I should have brought the slides back. Okay? But our infrastructure is in very bad shape. We treat everything with chemicals. Basically, those nice rotating arms don't work anymore the way they should. We need to decide what to do. We need to decide whether to sell it, fix it, or to pump. The only way we can do that is to have the necessary information. The engineers do that. If we put it off for another year, okay, so now it's 81 years of putting it off. But as we go on, it gets worse and worse, and the potential for environmental fines, just as they were in 1990, go up. And we're going to end up, I believe a couple of people have said, in exactly the same position we ended up then, which is that DEP comes in and says, basically, you've messed around for too long. We're now going to fine you. And that's one of the things we're trying to avoid. We keep putting things off. I'm sorry that this got challenged, but we have to pay these guys. So we can either decide in November that we're going to ratify the bond, or we can just pay them. If we just pay them, everybody's water sewer rates are going to go up. We don't have a choice.
Well, they're going up anyway, water sewer rates.
Well, they'll go up more.
Okay, but they don't be misleading. They are going up regardless.
Okay, water sewer rates are going up. Taxes are going up. Everybody clear on that? Okay. They will go up more.
Okay.
Since you brought it up, the engineering work, what do we get for the money that we would be putting out? Is it
this
the engineering work that was done last year?
You're talking about now about the basis of the ordinance, the bond ordinance. The bond ordinance was passed. We're not going back and redoing the bond ordinance. It's already been passed.
So you can't tell me what this money is for, basically, the $130,000, the engineering, and what
to pay the engineers.
For the work that they've already done?
For work that they have done and work that they are about to do.
What is the work that they are about to do?
They're completing the studies.
Right. So this study, they've been studying this for over a year. It started last January. We're a little tiny town with a small water sewer system. It's over a year. They're still studying?
No. We stopped them.
Well, we didn't stop them till November.
December.
November 8th,
November?
When the bill came in.
Right. And they delivered the estimate on October 4th. Mm-hmm. We stopped them approximately 30 days after they delivered their estimate.
Mm-hmm. And we got two more bills came in, too.
That's still almost a year of studying, and that's not enough.
I think we're up to $130,000 in spending, or somewhere thereabouts now.
I'm getting kind of troubled by this.
Yeah.
Okay, we have an ordinance.
We are too.
The ordinance was passed, was it not?
It was passed, but it's not effective until the voters approve it, and you know that.
Absolutely.
It's not passed and good to go, and people are challenging it and looking to shoot it down. The law is very clear. There's one last step. And you need voter approval.
I got that, Mike. That's why we're having a special election. We're talking about the timing of the special election.
Yep.
We're not talking about the basis of the ordinance. That was discussed, debated, voted on.
Great.
Okay. So, it is clear that if we do not have the bond ordinance, then the bond ordinance is not finally approved in an election. Then they will be paid out of current funds. Those current funds being either the borough or the utilities.
That's not clear.
It is absolutely clear.
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's not clear that these are valid expenditures under the law, and I'll be glad to read you citations on that because of the way that this was not authorized.
I know the citations, Mike.
I'm sure you do.
I know them very well. I also know the facts.
You'll even know them better after
the facts, the times, and the dates.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. By the way, who was the municipal lawyer you consulted?
I didn't need one.
You consulted.
Would you like to know what agencies we consulted? I'd be glad to talk to you about that after the meeting.
I'm sorry, Mike?
I'd be glad to talk to you about that after the meeting, what agencies were consulted about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Nonetheless, we have an ordinance, a bond ordinance. We have a petition. We must vote on the petition. The purpose of this meeting is to set Resolution 17-34, which sets the date and time, and Resolution 1735, which sets the question.
So what we're voting on, just for clarification, is whether or not to have a special election on April 25, 2017. Is that correct?
Yes.
With this resolution?
Yes.
As opposed to the next one, which is language, right?
Can I get a vote? Roll call, please.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
No.
Ms. Lapote?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
No.
Mr. Ticton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
All right, I vote aye. Resolution 17-34 passes. Do I have a motion on Resolution 17-35, which sets the language and interpretive statement of the question?
So move.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any discussion at the table?
So when Mike was reading along the statute, the only thing that I could see different from the language in the statute was that the words adopted on December 27th, 2016, when he read it, came after...
This form is precisely
the
same form that we used in our last special elections.
Okay.
I'd just like to offer just a simplification of the language in the last sentence of the interpretive statement. We said a vote of no would not prevent any use of current funds for...
No, will not necessarily prevent.
Okay.
Not necessarily prevent the borough or the utility from paying the engineering services.
I'm saying any use of current funds for such engineering studies.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying just a simpler way of saying it. Would not prevent or would not necessarily prevent any use of current funds for such engineering studies.
I'd rather leave this because it more closely tracks what is actually in the contracts.
I see.
Which is why in the law.
And New Jersey Statutes 40:49-10, which I did read into the public record, and that's the authorizing statute for the wording and how the referendum is to be worded on a ballot. It does not allow, that I can see, for any interpretive statement on a bond referendum. And again, I'll read the part that's relevant here. The proposition to be voted upon shall be stated on the ballots in substantially the following form. Quote, to vote upon the public question printed below, if in favor thereof, mark an X or a plus in the square at the left of the word yes. And if opposed thereto, mark an X or square in the left of the word no. It shall read, shall an ordinance of the name of the governing body of the town of Roosevelt entitled, whatever the title of this is, Ordinance 16-022, be ratified? Close quote, yes or no. The statute requires adherence to the quoted statutory language, which does not provide for an interpretive statement on a bond referendum. I think there's a real reason for that. And I think the intention of the legislature with this is to avoid any kind of effort to sway or manipulate voters to vote in favor of what was already passed. It's to me, it says substantially the following form, which means you should try to adhere to that form as closely as possible. I'm saying that I don't think we should stray from the language specified in the state law, and we should state only the title of the bond with the option of voting yes or no. I think it should read, shall an ordinance of the Council of the Borough of Roosevelt entitled Ordinance Number 16-022, providing for various water sewer improvements passed on December 27, 2016, be ratified? No or yes? I find it personally abhorrent that there always seems to be some kind of attempt to sway voters, to manipulate them, to put elements that were not in the original bond ordinance that I've never seen anywhere before. There's information that's listed here that I was not aware of that we're doing this for possibly the sale of the public utility system. It's really a specious kind of interpretive statement to try and influence the voters in the way that you would like to see them go on the vote. And I think it's always better to adhere as strictly as you can to the law. That's why they have laws. And that's my personal opinion.
Great. I would suggest two things. One, if you do not know that one of the things we are considering is the sale of our facility, then I believe respectfully that you have not been paying attention.
I didn't
our
say I
options
didn't
are fix, sell, or pump. I have said this numerous times in these meetings, as has other people. Number two, interpretive statements. Virtually every bond in the state of New Jersey, New York, and Illinois has an interpretive statement. I personally have been on the bond council for at least 60 of them. I have been underwriters counsel for more than those. Every one has an interpretive statement. I'm sorry you don't like the way bonds are done. It's how they're done. So I'm going to call for a vote unless somebody else has. Because we've been through this. We went through this on the last one.
I know we did. And I think,
we
did the same thing on the last one, too. We put our thumb on the scale and tried to slant it a particular way. It didn't work.
Can we get a legal opinion about the interpretive
statement? We already got one. We got one at the last meeting.
About the interpretive statement?
Yes, absolutely. Roger McLaughlin was sitting here. We had the same discussion, and he said, yes, you have interpretive statements. We then took various examples and gave them to Mr. Hamilton.
I've seen other examples that did not read this way. So
I'm going
to contention that all of them have these long, involved, personal interpretive statements is not true.
It's not personal. It's an interpretive statement.
Personal.
May I have a vote, please?
Roll
call.
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
No.
Ms. Lapote?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
No.
Mr. Ticton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
Mayor Allen.
I vote in favor of Resolution 17-35. Resolution passes. Now, come to public comment. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody have any questions or comments from the audience? Seeing none, anybody want to move for adjournment?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? And we close out at 7:31. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming.